You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. America is changing, just in case you haven't noticed. Non-whites now make up a majority of kindergartners. By the next presidential election, the Census Bureau predicts there'll be a majority of all children. And by 2044, no one racial group will be a majority in this country. This cross-current of demographic and cultural change is upending traditional voting patterns and straining the fabric of just what it means to be American. Throughout this election season, NPR and its member stations have been having a national conversation called A Nation Engaged. The project has looked at central themes in this year's election, including this week's question, what does it actually mean to be American? For our contribution to the project, we put this question to some promising young spoken word artists, and we'll be sharing some of their poems with you all week. Here's a poem entitled Apology to My Father by Shakila Islam, who's a sophomore at the University of Michigan.
My father has the pride of 1,000 sons, the kind of pride that leaks out of him as he walks, the kind of pride that radiates from him as he talks, the kind of pride that's so bright that I can't even look him in the eyes sometimes. My father's pride is as deep as the ancient green forests behind his Bangladeshi home and as strong as the rigid jackfruit trees that stand tall even during the monsoon season floods. And that's why I know that he will never accept my apologies. Dear Father, you came to this country with only the clothes on your back and the hopes and dreams of your family in your pocket. Hopes and dreams so heavy that they weighed you down with every step you took, putting so much pressure on you that you knelt to the ground in prayer time and time again. I'm sorry that this country will not accept you. I'm sorry that your skin is too brown, too similar to dirt to be worth anything. If anything, it's only good for their cheap labor. I'm sorry your English is too broken, like jagged shards of glass. Maybe they're too afraid of cutting themselves on your sentence fragments, so they clench their fists full of insults before even getting to know you. I'm sorry your faith is too strong, that it's become a threat to the people around you. Instead of realizing how beautiful your voice sounds coming from the minaret of a mosque, they silence your needs and turn a deaf ear to your problems. It's been 2 decades since my father came here, and he's begun swallowing his pride like diabetes pills. Doctor's orders, be unseen, unheard. Unless you were born in this country, you'll always have second priority while sitting in the waiting room. But my father's sight has gone bad from turning a blind eye to the people who mock him so many times that he can't even read the fine print on his prescription. Maybe that's why he takes a little too much, overdosing on becoming a pushover in a society that has no problems pushing him over the edge. Father, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm writing a poem to you in a language you'll never fully understand. I'm sorry I don't even have the ability to properly tell you how much I love you because they didn't teach me your mother tongue in the school I was adopted into. I'm sorry this country is such a cruel lover to you, binding you to it with blackmail. I know you're only in this destructive relationship for the sake of your children and your children. With one foot in America and the other in Bangladesh, no, you can't fight a war when you're standing at the border. So when people fire insults, they follow in your footsteps, overdosing on silence, swallowing the pride of 1,000 sons and becoming shadows that can only carry apologies.
That was the poem Apology to My Father, written and performed by Shakila Islam, who's a Bangladeshi immigrant and a graduate of Detroit Public Schools.